This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Colorado is moving on from fossil fuels. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
NREL Director Martin Keller helped announce the news at the lab's Flatirons campus in Arvada. This is where the federal lab tests state-of-the-art wind turbines. As blades spun in the background, he said the organization was ready to make the full switch to renewable energy.
Our campuses are living laboratories. Our facilities, research instruments that test and demonstrate our innovations.
NREL plans to eliminate the carbon footprint of its Golden and Arvada campuses by the end of 2026. It's just one part of the U.S. Department of Energy's new $38 million Net Zero Labs initiative. It eventually aims to eliminate emissions from all 17 of its national research facilities. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A state highway that was heavily damaged by historic floods in 2013 reopens to traffic Friday. Highway 7 between Lyons and Estes Park has been shut down since last September to make way for final repairs. Resident Richard Barnhart says it's a relief to see construction in the area finally winding down.
We don't have to have escorts and we can actually leave our driveway.
The project's end marks the completion of the state's final repair project, which took nearly a decade to complete. Planners say repairs to the road make it more likely to withstand historic flooding in the future. This is CPR and KRCC. And it's 2:06 on Friday. You know what that means. This hour, we're listening to Science Friday.